Track 11.
This week, Britain Today is putting the spotlight on insurance. Today, the topic is the so-called compensation culture. And your host, Joanna Waterford, is talking to Samuel Davis, who is the chief executive of Safer Hands Insurance Company.
Samuel Davis, good morning. Thank you for joining us again.
It's a pleasure.
Yesterday, you told us that the liability insurance industry made an underwriting loss of £525 million in 2012. In fact, you said that the industry has made a loss with this type of insurance in 7 out of the past 10 years.
That's correct. In 2012, the industry paid out a sum of £7 million a day in liability claims, and £2.7 million of that was employers' liability.
Those are mind-boggling sums. But why was there such a big loss in this particular type of insurance?
I would say there's a combination of factors. People nowadays have a better understanding of their rights than used to be the case. But fraud plays a part, and so does the compensation culture.
Can you give us an example of what you mean?
In one particular case, following an accident involving a bus, there was a surprising number of personal injury claims from the bus passengers. There was an investigation, and they discovered that one of the passengers worked for a claims management company and had persuaded other passengers to make false claims. Of course, that's an example of attempted fraudulent claims that the investigators caught. But there are plenty of cases that aren't caught, and they cost the industry and our clients a lot of money.
Are you saying that none of the passengers in that bus was injured?
No, Joanna, don't put words into my mouth. I'm not saying that at all. But the investigators found that there were 34 claims from a bus that holds fewer than 34 passengers. That's just not possible.
Indeed. Samuel Davis, I understand that whiplash is a particular problem. What exactly is whiplash?
It's an injury resulting from a sharp whipping motion to the head and neck. It's common after a car accident, and it's a huge problem for the insurance industry.
Why is that?
Well, whiplash accounts for 78% of all personal injury claims in the UK and adds £90 to the cost of car cover.
That is a staggering percentage. But aren't the poor people who are hurt entitled to some compensation?
Joanna, the Claims Standards Council believes that about 30% of the claims are exaggerated. Look at France. Whiplash accounts for just 3% of all personal injury claims. Motor insurance costs 40% less than here. In Germany, a lot of proof is required before compensation is considered, in particular for low-speed collisions. Here in the UK, there is almost an industry growing out of whiplash claims. Organised gangs stage crashes in order to create minor whiplash injuries and make a claim. We need much more stringent criteria for the burden of proof.
That really is a problem, then.